Every year on Anzac Day, communities across Australia gather to remember those who served and sacrificed. In Sydney South, the Ramsgate Rockdale RSL Anzac Day March brings locals together in a shared act of remembrance. The wise Thomas Kudus asked Brian Tabor and David Shepherd, President and Secretary of the Ramsgate Rockdale RSL branch, to describe what will happen at their Anzac Day March and service on Saturday.
What it involves, I suppose it's an important part of the calendar for every sub-branch throughout Australia, and us specifically for our Anzac Day service. And for that, quite a lot goes into it. We had a dinner last Friday night with 140 people there to commemorate Anzac Day. It was a bit of a change this year because we didn't have corned beef on the menu, which is traditional from World War One, but that's okay. We did put some cans of corned beef on the table for that. For Anzac Day itself, we are extremely lucky that the Memorial Club here and the sub-branch get along so well together and the planning for this. But the planning for that takes 3 to 4 months worth to be able to get our service, our march and service down, which is attended by approximately 3,500 people last year, and we are expecting bigger crowds this year. So a lot of work goes to it from a committee. It's never one person that pulls off our service. It's a combination of everybody getting together for that.
I think from our point of view, it's a wonderful opportunity for members of the sub-branch, the Memorial Club and the community to mix together and just remember veterans that are serving and have served in our Defence Force.
So what goes into organising a march each year? Start with you, Brian.
The most important thing is we have a fantastic office manager sitting not far from us that gives us a checklist that we made up a couple of years ago. So the sort of things that we look at when we do this is our planning meetings. We need to speak to St. George Police, the council to arrange the Literary Institute where we start our march from. We need an MC, and we usually have John Mangos as our MC each year. Council applications, taxis for veterans to be brought down that can't actually march on it, St. John's ambulance, a bugler, photographer, we close off roads for traffic control. We also have singers and performers, bands, our local cadet units, both Army, Air Force and Navy that attend and do our Califlark party. It is quite a lot there. We also have a video production team that comes in and videos it each year. To be able to put online because not everybody can actually make it to the service. We do have some fantastic veterans that are older than 100 years of age.
Wow.
And one of them gets marches down. He was very determined the other day to say to me, I will march all the way down from the Institute to the club, and has even done a little bit of fitness training for it. So Ron's done a great job. Those are the sort of things that we need to do to book in, to get confirmed and have everything well and truly sorted out prior to now just being 4 days before it happening.
I think one of the great benefits of being so community minded here is that we invite a lot of primary and high schools to be involved in our march. So we have a number of children from the schools. We're led by a pipe and drum band from the St. George Sutherland area. And we also have a local community band, a concert band, South Pacific Concert Band, that provide music for the marches. And then afterwards, the concert band plays in the park for the local community who gets served sausage sandwiches, etc. after the march.
What does Anzac Day mean to you both personally? We'll start with you, Brian. What does it mean to you personally?
Personally, for me, I suppose it's a commemoration and a bit of reflection on what people that have served in the Defence Forces of Australia way back to World War One and even prior to that, on the sacrifices that they have done so that we can have the life that we have now is the most important thing. When I served, I did 20 years in defence, and I was very lucky in that period between 78 and 98. There wasn't much in the way of conflict going on around the world, but since then and prior to then was Vietnam and the sacrifices that people made, and ultimately the sacrifices that we need to remember, the sacrifices that people made with their actual lives, the ones that didn't come home, but also the people that did come home and the things that they brought home with them, including both injuries, mental and physical, from that. So just thinking back over the sacrifices that other people have made from then and to this day.
I served for 33 years as a reservist in the Army, in the artillery. Very proud of the service. It was a wonderful time. Got some wonderful mates that are still mates today. I think Anzac Day itself is a time to, as Brian said, it's a time to reflect and commemorate the service of those that not only have gone before, but are still currently serving. And I think it's important for us to remember today's servicemen and women in these times of turmoil, and who knows what's going to happen tomorrow. So it's not a time to celebrate, it's a time to commemorate and remember. And I think it's very important that we keep passing this down to our children and our children's children, which is why it's a wonderful opportunity for local schools, etc., and community groups to become involved with our Anzac Day service, and of course in November in our Remembrance Day service as well.
Have there been any sort of changes in attendance numbers with both the march and the services?
We are seeing a bigger attendance now, and I think this is across the board. Talking to the CEO of RSL New South Wales at our dinner on Friday night. Since COVID, I think it brought back the point when people couldn't leave their houses, where they stood out the front of their house. After that, we've had a bit of a resurgence, especially with children. The nine schools that march with us, the sporting groups that come with us, the Air League, Marrickville Air League, and everybody like that. But the numbers have increased quite substantially for us. I know that down at Cronulla, they're expecting a crowd of 25,000 this year for their service. We've gone up from probably 1,500 in the first service after COVID to 3,500 now, which is fantastic from the local community. One of the things too that I find is children are questioning more on what is happening here, and their parents explaining it. And the one of the things that we try to do every Anzac Day service is, and we've got David doing it this year, he'll give a talk, and a specific subject is picked for every year for Anzac Day and Remembrance Day, and part of that is educating the people that come to our service on certain things. Like this year, David, what are you talking about this year?
National service is the theme for this year. And national service goes all the way back to the early 1900s in Australia. But we'll be focusing in the address on Anzac Day on the national service period from 1951 through to 1972.
So, David, going back to, you're talking about the South Pacific Concert Band. Now, you are the lead conductor of the band. Tell us, what is your role and what role does the band play during Anzac Day?
I think in any Anzac Day march, whether it's in the city or in a regional centre or a local community like Ramsgate, music brings people together, and there's nothing better than marching behind a marching band, whether it be pipes and drums or another ensemble. Music throughout history has been at the forefront of our services in the ADF. So we have Army, Navy and Air Force bands, and they do two things. They promote the services to the public through public performances, but they also provide entertainment at social activities and also mess dinners and more formal activities that are carried on through the Defence Force. And music plays a great part of that.
What role, going back to the topic about younger people, mm-hmm. what role do younger people play in keeping Anzac traditions alive?
I think, and that's one thing that a lot of sub-branches struggle with at the moment, is we have a lot of members my age and above, and I won't give my age up, but it's not young, and being able to have younger members and to educate people at schools, one of the things that our sub-branch does and a lot of others do as well, is we have sub-branch members go to schools in the weeks prior to Anzac Day, and even down to the point of preschools even, and talking about animals in war and things. But it's the education to the younger people to know exactly what we stand for and what we need to remember and never want to forget the sacrifices that people made, because that's very hard for, I've got grandchildren, for them to understand what we're marching for, but you just need to explain it to them in their everyday English. And we've got some talented people in this sub-branch that do the school visits and can explain it to the kids at schools and even preschools.
I think that's one of the great things about the Ramsgate Rockdale sub-branch, that we do have members who go out to these community schools and preschools and talk with the children. If we don't do something like that, at some stage it's going to die away and people are going to forget about it. So we need to pass on our knowledge, our concerns, the fact that we do remember and commemorate people's service, so that it does not die and continues for generations on.
What do you hope people take away after attending the march?
I think the biggest thing is a reminder to the public, and we have a very good area here, but just to remind them of the sacrifices that people have made. And one of the things in the sacrifices is it's just not the members that are in the Defence Forces that make this daily sacrifice, but it is also the families of those people as well. And that includes the husbands, wives, parents, children, grandchildren that can go without seeing that family member for periods of up to 12 months and so. So the public reinforcement to them of that, and reinforcement of the family that Defence and RSL is, that is always there to support them, and getting that word out there. There are a lot of veterans in our community that aren't members of a sub-branch. So getting the word out there that we as a sub-branch here at Ramsgate Rockdale do care, and they're welcome at any time to come in and talk to us. And we can offer help in certain circumstances as well too. That's a thing that is important for our veterans that are out there.
When the Anzac Day march is over, we want people to go and leave the service remembering the people that have served, those that have lost their lives, those that didn't return from war, and our current serving members. And to take away that none of us are heroes, the heroes are those ones who have lost their lives and did not return. That's, I think, the thing we want to take away from Anzac Day.
All right, well, Brian Tabor and David Shepherd, thanks so much for coming on to The Wire today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas. Much appreciated.
Brian Tabor and David Shepherd, President and Secretary of the Ramsgate Rockdale RSL sub-branch, speaking to The Wire's Thomas Kudus.